We are on Daf Memvav Amud Beis. Let us quickly go over again Chelek of the Gemara with Rashi, and then continue the Gemara, and then see Tosfos on the Gemara. Ushma mino mois ba'alma chayzrin. From Rav Ami, we see that he holds mois ba'alma chayzrin. So Rashi says Ushma mino mois ba'alma chayzrin. Kol kiddushin, what does mois ba'alma mean? So Rashi learns pshat, kol kiddushin she'ena kiddushin. Every kesef kiddushin that when it is received, it does not make kiddushin. It doesn't make kiddushin yet. Or period, it doesn't make kiddushin. Lo yamrinon, we do not say mois matone. That the money that was given is a matone. If the money was given for Kedushin and it did not make Kedushin, so we say the money is a Pikodin. The Chayzren, and therefore if it's a Pikodin, so it goes back to the Mafkid. Vahainu, and that is why the Kori law, when in the case of the Mishnah, it was Mekadish, Asisha Bezu, Ubezu, Ubezu. So the Gemara said if ba'achas mehem would mean the first one, so that would be mekadosh b'milve. V'hayne de korelo lahach oicheles rishoina milve. That if she had eaten the first tamra, this is considered a milve. Why is it a milve? De kivin de ochlosoi. Since she had eaten it up, the less no bishar kedushin, bishas gemar kedushin, she had eaten it up in beef, and it is not around when the kedushin have to be chaled, loy mikatsha ben, loy mikadeshes ben, so she doesn't become mikudish with this tamre. Vahavu lohu kepikodin sheochlosoi, so it's similar to a pikodin that was eaten up, vis avid milve ba'achilosoi. So therefore, it becomes a milve. It was not given that it should be hers as yet. So if she had eaten it up before the gemar kedushin, so it's considered she ate up his tamra, and all that he has, Bishas Gmar Kedushin, is a milve that she owes him for eating up his tamre. So we see that Rav Ami holds Mois Ba'alma Chayzrim. It has a Teiras Pekodin. It was not given to her L'shem Matone that it should be long term. The Amrit Mois Ba'alma Matone. But if you will say that Rav Ami holds that when he gives an Isha money, it is given, it should remain hers, ve'iloi gomel kedushin, and even the kedushin was not nigmar, loi boi ladurinu, she does not have to return it, he's giving it to her for kedushin, so the giving to her, that's definite. If there'll be kedushin, it's l'shem kedushin. If there won't be kedushin, so it's a matona, but it's hers. It's hashta de goma, so now that it ended up by becoming kedushin, he gave her three tamras, bezu, ubezu, bezu, lav mekadosh b'milvu, so this is not mekadosh b'milvu, because this was given to her. Umatone nami loyhavi, it's not considered that it's stamazay matona. The Almenas Kedushin Nitno was given L'shem Kedushin, V'goma Dvorov, and he was Goma Dvorov, he gave her the Bezu, 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 so now the Kedushin is Chal with all three of them. So according to Rashi, the Mefarshim say we should be Geiris the Itma. The Itma, where do we find such a machloikis, if mois ba'alma, and according to Rashi, mois ba'alma means mois that was given l'shem kedushin that did not make or did not as yet make kedushin, who does it belong to? Chayzrim. So Ravami holds it's Chayzrim. In the Itma, we learned as a machlekes hameroim in the Shaila. Hamekadish achoisa. If a person was mekadish achoisa, Rav Omar mois Chayzrim. So he can ask the money back from her. Shmuel Omar mois matone. He can't ask back the money from her. Rav Omar mois Chayzrim. Odom yedeya. Shein kedushin toivsim b'chayis. He knows he can never marry her. V'gom avanosin l'shum pekodin. So, if he said, Chloe, he's giving it to her for kedushin, so that means if there won't be kedushin, I'm not giving it to you. So the purpose of this nesin is a pekodin ba'alme. So the Gemara asks, v'leim alo l'shum pekodin. So let him tell her, klara diburim, I'm giving to you for a pekodin. Why is he telling her a maise, he's marrying her. Sava loy mekabla. He holds about tell her pekodim, she won't be mekabalit. So therefore, I'm telling her kedushin, but there's a non sadi izicha, since it can't be kedushin, it doesn't mean to give it to her. Ushmuel sava mois matone. That if he's giving a chaisa, he's giving a chaisa money l'shem kedushin, so the intent is it should belong to her. Adam yedeya. She'ain kedushin toivsin b'achoy. So he knows that he can't marry her. The gom of anosam l'shum matone. So if he's giving it to her, he said, I'm giving it to you for kedushin. He knows the for kedushin cannot be, it can't be chal the kedushin, but the giving is, he wants to be mekayim the giving, so he wants it to become hers. The gom of anosam l'shum matone. V'neim alah l'shum matone. So let him tell her, Klor, he's giving her a matone. Sova ksifa lo milse, that she's embarrassed to take a matone. That is why he's telling her kedushin, but really he means to give her a matone. Mosiv rabine, hamafrish chalosoi kemach. So we have here a machloikes between Rav or Shmuel. If a person is giving something to someone for a purpose, he knows clearly this purpose is not applicable. What is pshat, the giving? Is it a matone or is it a pikodin? Rav holds it's a pikodin, and Shmuel holds it is a matone, and the Gemara is saying that Ravami holds like Rav. Mosiv Ravina, now Ravina is asking a kasha on this yisod of Shmuel from a Mishnah. We learned hamafrish chalosei kemach. If a person was mafrish chale, but he was not mafrish chale from a dough that was made, he was mafrish chale from flour, before any dough was at all formed. Einei chale, so there's no din chale. Chale is only after there was a dough, arisei seichem, reishes arisei seichem. So it's not chale. V'gezel b'yad kohen, the kohen is not permitted to keep it, the kohen has to give it back. So the Gemara asks, v'amai gezel b'yad kohen, according to Shmuel, it was given to him for challah. There's no such thing as challah from kemach. Just like there's no such thing as marrying a sister. So according to Shmuel, v'amai gezel b'yad kohen, neima odam yedeya. Let us say, a person knows she'ein mafrishin chalo kemach. Everyone knows that you cannot be mafrish from flour chalo. V'nosan l'shein matona. What is a chalo of kemach different than being mekadesh achoisai? Both of them are not chal, and we should assume that the purpose of giving was a purpose of giving a matone. So why here do we say that it's gezel b'yad koin? So the Gemara is asking now, let us understand, he was asking a kasha in Hilchis Choshen Mishpat. That means he gave it to the koin. The reason he gave it was challah, but everyone knows you can't give challah from kema. So let us say it belongs to the koin, like we say when a person is mekadesh achoiso, even though the reason he gave was l'shem kedushin, but we say in chayshem mishpat, even though there can't be kedushin, it still belongs to achayisoy. So who are then here? It should belong to the kohen. So the Gemara says, you're 100% right. if there would only be a Choshen Mishpatike problem here, you'd be 100% right. Like by Mekadosh HaChoysa, there's only a Choshen Mishpatike Shaila. But Shani Hosam, but this case, it's different. The Nafik Chubemino, a Kilkul could come out from this situation. A Kilkul in Yeredeya will come out. What's the kilkul? Zimnin the Islay Lakoyin Poches Michomish Reveim Kemach. Could be the Koyin will have a little less than the shear of Kemach that's Chayiv Bechala, a little less than 5 luk. Vahai Olishlei Bahadi Yadodi, and the Koyin will be under the impression that this Kemach will not create a Chayiv Chala, because this was Chal already. And he'll be under the impression, Niskena Isose, the Isa that he is eating is Misukin, it's not Tevil, because the Kamach he had before was not a Shia. The Kamach he's adding now is not Mechuyev Bechala, because this is Mamish Chala. Va'osi Lemechla B'tivla. And he'll, and the, if the Kohen will be permitted to keep this Kemach that was given L'shem Chale, so a Kilkel and Yeredei will come out. He'll think it's Take Chale, and therefore it'll be Mitzarif it to his Kemach, and he'll be eating Tevel. So the Gemara asks, "Va'amret Adam Yedeya she'ein mafrishin chalo kemach." I don't understand you. You just said before that was the whole kasha. A person knows that you can't be mafrish chalo from kemach. So Mamela, so how could this koyin make such a mistake? How could this koyin think that this kemach is really chalo? And it won't be mitztarif lechayiv kemach shaloi. So the Gemara says, yoideya, that he knows. He knows that kemach cannot be chala. But ve'ena yoideya, but there is something he doesn't know. Yoideya, he knows she'en mafrish chala kemach. He knows that he knew all along, you cannot be mafrish from kemach chala. But Bavaina Yedeya, he doesn't know the reason of this aloha. The Sava, he's under the impression, Tamayumai Mishum Tilcha de Koyim. He's under the impression that the reason it doesn't have Kedushas Chale, because the Matnas Kohune of Chale, the Torah wanted that the Koyim should receive something that is more processed. Not he should have to process it from scratch. So that is why the Torah said when you give challah, you have to give already a dough. So there's been a process of kiruv la'achila, then you give this to the kohen. Not that the kohen should have to be matriach and take the kemach and make from this a dough. That's the reason the Torah was chas on the matnas kohuna of chale, that the kohen should receive a more choshev matone. And that is why, if he did not receive a choshev matone, it does not have kedushas chale. But this kohen, this is what this kohen is under the impression. But he thinks v'tilche de koyin achilte, so he feels that he won't be so particular. He'll be moichel this privilege that he has. That means the whole Indian that chala should be from dough was the te'eles hakoyin. He'll be moichel this te'eles. He'll be moichel this tilche, and therefore he gave him kemach. He'll accept this kemach for the matnas kuhuna of chale, and the minute he accepts it, he'll start making a cheshbon. So if it's accepted already, b'teiras matnas kuhuna of chale, so it has kedushas chale. Now if it has kedushas chale, so now I could be mitzarif this to my flour, and my flour will never become tevil. So that's the teretz on the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara asked a kasha on Shmuel, that Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that Adam Yedeya v'noisin l'shem matona, so why is the Choshen Mishpat different here than by Achoisai? So the Gemara answered, because if the Choshen Mishpat will be the same, a kilkel might come out through the ignorance of the Kohen by misunderstanding the reason of the Halacha. So therefore, Chazal wanted to avoid this kilkul, so they said it's gezel biyad koyin. So that means the halach is the koyin is not permitted to keep it, he has to give it back. So then shalom al Yisrael. So no kilkul will come out. So the Gemara asked the Tehevi Tume, now if you're telling me that in reality it should remain by the koyin, but you're only afraid of kilkul, so we can fix this. We don't have to be mahapach the whole halacha. V'tehevi tumet, let it be chale. V'loyseichel at sheyetze lechale mimokimache. We'll tell the kohen, this is chale. This kemach is chale. But this chale is unique. You have to be mafrish chale on this chale. This is a chale. We'll tell the kohen, we are splitting the matnas kohune from the kedushas chale. This is a unique challah. We'll tell him this. It's yours, it's challah. And rightfully it is, because Adam Yedeya, and he's giving l'shem atonah. So we'll tell him, this challah is yours. Let's not make a whole mapecha. Now you're afraid this might bring to a kilkul, so we'll give him instructions that this challah, which is yours, is unique, that you have to be mafrish challah on this. So Mamela, so he hears already, so it doesn't have Kedushas Chala. You have to be Mafrish Chala on this Kemach. So everything stems. There's no Kilko, and the Choshen Mishpat is also Eska Halpen. Mi Loisna, so you're telling me we don't do such things. So he said, no, that's not true. We do such things. We had learned that Mishnah min Hanokov al She'enei Nokov. If a person was Mafrish Trumeh, from an otzitz nokov, a flower pot that has a hole in it, and it's shoynik min hakarka, so this tvue is chayiv betrume min hatoyre. It's tevel min hatoyre. It's growing mikarka oilom. This is a tevel min hatoyre. And he made this tvue al shel einay nokov. He said that the tvue in this otzitz nokov should be trume and tvue that grew on an otzit she'enei nokov, which is really impossible, because an otzit she'enei nokov is minatoire, it's not tevel. You can't be mafresh trume from an otzit nokov and tvue from an otzit she'enei nokov. So really what happens, it's really nothing. It's not trume. It'll be mafrish truma on sardines. It's nothing. You have to be mafrish truma on tevel. The tvu which grew on otzit she'enei nokov is not tevel. But there Chazal said truma. The kohen keeps it. You give it to the kohen. V'lo yiseichel, but we give instructions. He should not eat from this truma. It's yours. You can keep it. We'll tell them, this is a unique trume. We split the hair. We say, in Choshen Mishpat, it's your trume. But in Yeredeya, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to be mafresh trume sa maisres mimokimach. So we see, we do split the hair. So why, by challah, don't we do the same? So the Gemara says, betray money tzoyis. This combination of saying that it's in matnas kohune, it's yours, but in yiredeya you have to be misakin, the kohen will only buy this if it's a hafrosha from two kelim. Bechad money, but it's from the same keli loitzois. He will not buy this, and he will not comply with the instructions that were given. And perhaps we can elaborate a little to understand this. By the case of min hanokuv al she'enei nokuv. So that what I made trume is be'emes, is capable of becoming trume. This is tevel d'iraisa. The reason it did not become trume because I was mafreshet an einei nokuv. That means I gave you something which is capable of becoming trume, but did not become trume because the hafrosha was on something that's not chayiv trume. It's not tevel. So this the kohen can understand. I received something that's capable of becoming trume, but it didn't become trume because of the hafrosha. The hafrosha was on a different suk on eini nokev. So therefore, understand how we split the hair. So since it's capable of becoming trume, so I can keep it. So in the din matnas kohune, it is sufficient if it's capable of becoming trume. This is an article that's capable of becoming trume. I have to be misakin it because the hafroshe was not done properly. This he'll understand, and he'll cooperate and comply. Finished. But now, if Kemach was Nifrash on Kemach, so what are you going to tell him? Can Kemach become Chala, yes or no? Here the Chasson is not in the Afrosha. Here the Chasson is, Kemach can't become Chala. No, if it can't become Chala, so why is it mine? If it is mine, so that's a proof that it did become Chala. Here he won't buy such a pshara because he doesn't understand it. It doesn't make sense. If Kemach can become mine, so that means that there is a concept of chala from Kemach. So then it became chala. To differentiate and say, by trum it's very good. It's bekayach to become trume because it's taken tevel. The afrosha was not a proper afrosha. That's treimone. The afrosha was from a different suk. So that is why that they can understand the two siridika halachas. It's partially trume, and it's partially not trume, because the mean is a mean that's roili is trume. But the afrosha was not a proper afrosha. But over here, manevshech, if this is a mean that cannot become chala, so why can I keep it? I'm keeping it, but there is chala. So if I can keep it as a raya, that it's chala. If it wouldn't be roi to be chala, so why can I keep it? So therefore, Chazal, in order to avoid problems, Chazal said, it's not, you're right, it's not yours, it's gezel. There's no such thing as chala from Kemach. So you have to give it back. That is the first Gemara, which we had already learned last week. V'boy yisayim. Now the Gemara wants to say a little differently. That the problem by Kemach is not mitzad the Kohen, the problem by Kemach is mitzad the Yisrael, and we'll see in Tosfos why the Gemara in the first Loshen did not want to say this. But now the Gemara is going to say the Iboy Yisayma, La'oilam Kohen Meitzes Tzayif. You'll tell the Kohen, you give him directions, you tell him, listen, this is yours, Altmat Meskohune, the Chala is yours, but you have to be misakin it. The Torah, the Kohen is obedient. Ka'anim zrizim, ksheirim, whatever you tell them, they hear from a higher authority that this is the halacha, they understand it, they don't understand it, they're obedient. You tell me it's mine, and I have to be misaken, I want this kind of kashas, and I'll comply to all the ordinances that are being told to me. Now, what is the problem? Lelam kayim exercise. Ukasova balabayis, but the problem is not the kayim. The problem is the balabayis. The balabayis will think niskina isosai. That means if the kayin keeps the challah, so the balabos will think that, well, if I gave him the challah and he's keeping it, so it would seem from that it belongs to the kayin. That it, well, if it belongs to the kayin, it has kedushas challah. So if it has kedushas challah, so my isa was niskan, bosilameichlo betivla. So the Gemara says, "Va'amred." Now, how does the Kohen, how does the Yisrael come to make this mistake? "Va'amred Adam Yodeya Shemefrishin Challah Kemach." So the Gemara says, "Yodeya," that he knows, "Ve'ena Yodeya," but the reason he doesn't know, "Yodeya Shemefrishin Challah Kemach," that he knows that you don't give challah from Kemach. Abaveinu Yedeya, the Sava time of my, Mishum Tilchid the Koyin. Tilchid the Koyin, Kibli Alei. But now the Israel will think that the graciousness that the Koyin had when I gave him the Kemach, there was no grumbling, there was no, he didn't hear in the background that, this is what you give to a kohen, this is the matneskuna of a kohen that I should have to start now working and buy a mix machine and thus, this is, he didn't hear anything. He just saw a pleasant smile and a thank you he got from the kohen for the kemach that was given to him. So now this he saw, thought, oh, I know how to read a face. This kohen was mekabel b'leiv shalom. I see how he accepted it. He was mekabelet b'leiv shalom. And if he was mekabelet b'leiv shalom, so then it's kosher echaleh. That I can figure out. So memele, if it's kosher echaleh, so then my kemach is mesukin. And that we'll see in Tosfos, the first Lashon did not want to say that. That means the Yisrael, we're never afraid about the Yisrael. The Yisrael, but you know what the Kohen really thinks. So, therefore, the Gemara, the first Lashon held, the only problem is the Kohen who can know what he thinks, that he's Takan Moisel. The Yisrael would never rely on his judgment to Taka think that the Kohen was Moisel. So, Mamela, so on the Yisrael, there's no problems whatsoever. He wouldn't take the risk. He doesn't know how to Hashem Yiral Aleivav. He doesn't know what the Kohen is really thinking about. That's the first Lashon. The second Lashon held, no, Yisrael can think, I can tell. I see from the way he accepted it that he was Meichel Beleiv Sholem. So Memele, so I got away with murder. So with giving him Kemach, my Kemach became Niskan. Yeah, so Memele, Tichah the Kohen Kibla Alei. I saw that the Kohen was Mekabel. Frek the Gemara. So let us, again, so let us give directions, instructions, that when Yisrael gives Kemach to a Kohen, let us give instructions that, and you have to be misakin. We'll split the hair. We'll tell them, you're right, it's taka matnas kohune, but in chayshe mishpat it's a matnas kohune, but in yeredeye you have to be misakin. Ve'vi trume v'yachze v'yitre milo isnan m'shein inokov ala nokov trume v'yachze v'yitre. So the Gemara says, so kim no betrei moni tzois pechad moni loy tzois. No, this mistake they'll make. Now, let us just, I'd like to start learning the Rashi's from Pitehevi Trume, that's towards By the Gemara, it's around the 8 lines from the bottom. It's Mechuvin Kineged, 8 lines from the bottom. And Rashi, you'll see it says on the left side, Yevomis Peites. So the line after Yevomis Peites is, that's the Rashi. V'tevi Trume. This is going on the first Gemara. V'tevi Trume. Let it be Chale. V'loi Toich La'chifre Shalei Chale Mimokimachim. That was the Gemara's Kashet. The first lashon was, we're afraid that the kohen will yavili dekilku. So the Gemara asked, let it be chale, and we'll inform the kohen he has to be mafresh chale mimokemach. Lama hiskiku laharziroi machmas chubezu. Why did you tell him, not rightfully, that he has to return it in order to prevent takilku? Yaimru, let things remain the way they should remain. That be'emesin, the challah belongs to the kohen. Yaimru, let them say, mafrish halosei kemach, harei hi challah, in choshem mishpot, it's matnes kohune. The gomar v'nosan l'shem atana, because l'maisa, the Yisrael zicha gave it full-heartedly, so zicha belongs to the kohen. V'loiseich l'kohen, hachiafash ha'kohen alei challah. We learned something similar. There, they did not tell the kohen to return the tumah. Tumah. So I saw in Mishnah Salevi a beautiful deed from this Rashi. It says it is trume. So Rashi says, Lagabi, what is it trume? For example, will a zol be able to eat this after the kohen is misaken it? Rashi doesn't say that. It's trume that the kohen can keep it. That's trume he Lagabi what shen a kohen chayv lachzira. It's trume, he gave it to him l'shem trume, so it's trume that he can keep it. L'gabi that, it's trume. L'gabi something else, anything else, it's not trume. V'loi soicha l'koyin, the koyin should not eat this trume, the tevel gomeru. It's emes the tevel. Shloichal shem trume olay, it never became trume. Shrei b'shvil dover potter ifrisha, he was mafrishit on a dover potter. V'tevel osar af l'koyin, and the koyin is osar t'tevel, so he has to be misaken it. Atshiyav v'shula trume mimokemacher, why mimokemacher lavdavke, do what in him af v'shula minei bay. So the Gemara answered that by nokov ashein in nokov, we'll tell this to the koyin, b'shnei moni tzayis, two kelim, he'll comply. Nokov v'sheini nokov shnei kelimim. They're two different sugim. Tchi amrit l'koyin chazer v'hafrish aleom. If we will tell the koyin, b'mafrish etevul hu, sh'loi chal shem trum aleom, we'll tell him it's devil, tzayis loch, he'll listen, he'll comply. B'chad monek agoin chalas kemach, Shenitlo kemach hanois, he took off kemach from kemach l'shem chalem. Ki omri lei l'koyin einei chalem. If we will tell the koyin, you know, you can keep it, but it's not chalem. Chazev ahafrish aleo, leitzayis loch, he won't buy this, he won't accept this, he won't comply. Fichoch itzrichu lahachzira. That was the first lashon. The second lashon was, Kohen makes his tzayis. No, the Kohen will comply. The Kahanim zrizim ukshayrim. Kahanim ukshayrim. Whatever they hear from higher authorities, that's the taich akosha, they accept it. They do understand that. They don't understand that. They don't ask questions. They accept it. Zrizim ukshayrim. So now, Rashi said, that the Kahanim HaKshayrim, the Yichis makes the HaKshayrim, is totally in the actions, how helich they are. The Yichis will make a person a kosher or not a kosher. So Rashi says, no. They noisnin truma elo l'koyin chav. If you're giving truma to him, so that alone means that he's a Talmud Chachim. Because the halacha is, you should give truma to a Talmud Chachim. That is the halacha. So when you're giving truma, you're giving it to a Talmud Chachim. Now if he's a chav, if he's a Talmud Chachim, so Zichel will accept the guidelines of Chazal. So why by Chalem? So did we say he has to return it? Not because of a kilkul by him. Mishum balabayis. No, he has to give it back because of the balabos. The me'akev lo koyin, if the koyin will keep it, shavu, so the balabos will think, this is the second lotion, niskino isosoy. The balabos will think his is misukim. Frag the Gemara in the heavy trume v'yachzer v'yitre. V'loma hiskikuhu lahachzer miyirezu. Why are you afraid that the balabos will come to make a mistake? Yaimru, let them say, Ha-mafrish chalose kemach ha-reizu tume, v'gom av'noson l'shem matone. So it says, v'yavze v'yitre, but you have to be, it's legabi, v'matnas kohune sheboi, it is chalo, v'yavze v'yitre, but you have to be teirem again, milo isnanki agavne, V'loy atzrechisei ladure by nokuv al sheinoi nokuv. V'yachzer v'yitroim min hanokuv. By nokuv it says, V'yachzer v'yitroim min hanokuv. V'chay, this is going under koyim. Sheloi nifta bori sheino. V'loy emrine nehedre koyim. We don't say, let the koyim give it back. Shema yomer balabayis niskenu peirosim. We don't say that. We say that the balabos also comprehends and complies. Now, dachsechmer, from this Rashi, we'll see Taisvis says dachsechmer klo nitazai, but Rashi seems to be saying, what is the din? A person was mafrish. Let's see Taisvis for 1 minute. And then we'll go back to Arashi. I think there's a machlekes Rashi and Taisvis. The next to the bottom Taisvis, min hanokov al she'enoi nokov trume. So what is it trume? Le'inyen she'ena koyin chayiv lahachziro. The koyin can keep it. And Taisvis says, v'gam ein habalabayis chayiv lahafrish oid mishe'enoi nokov. Now Taisvis says, Amir de Kechidish. That means, what really happened over here? He had taken Tevel de Arais, he said, Arezu Trume, and Einai Nokuv. Now, there was no Trume whatsoever over here, because this is Tevel de Arais, this is not Trume, it's Tevel de Arais. But Taisvis says, since he was Koire, ashamed Trume, and the Nokuv, Lemaisa Chazal said that the Einai Nokuv is not Tevel. With the Rabbonon, and you can eat it. V'gam ein balabayis chayiv lahafrish oid misha Einai Nokuv. The balabos does not have to be mafrish from the she'enai Nokuv. The kivin dein olav chayiv trume elam with the Rabbonon. Heim amru dein tzorich tikin acher l'sheinei nokuv. So Taisvis says, Absamir de Kechidish, really, this is not alpi cheshbin. Alpi cheshbin, the hafroshes trume from the nokuv should not in any way pater the einei nokuv midarabon. But since the whole chiyuv hafrosha and ein enokiv is the rabbanon, heim amru dein tzorich tikkun acher l'shein enokiv. The rabbanon said, you don't need a new tikkun, and he was mafresh trume, even that trume is tevu, and really nothing was done. He doesn't need a tikkun on the ein enokiv. Rashi, I think, is saying not like that. Rashi says over here, V'yachzer v'yitroim min hanokuv, sh'loi niftar borishoine. Now, here we're going on the coin. V'yachzer v'yitroim min hanokuv, sh'loi niftar borishoine. So he has to be mafrish from the nokuv. V'loi amrinen nedre koin. Here we don't say, let the coin give it back. Shema yoimer balabayis niskenu peroisev. He should give it back to the balabosh and say niskenu peroisev. Taisa said it is niskan peroisev. Taisa says that klal. They tzarech tikkun acher. So that's sechmer number one. Zemachlikas Rashi and Taisus. Rashi holds that the peris of the einoy nokov are not niskan, and that was the gemara's kasha. So let us be, you're telling me about a boss does not comply with things that he doesn't understand. So let's be afraid there he also won't comply. That's how Rashi seems to say. Now, according to Taisvis, good, Taisvis is chelik on Rashi. Taisvis says Klo that the Balabos does not have to be misakin his peiris whatsoever. So, between you and me, according to Taisvis, I don't understand the hemshech of the Gemara. The second lashon of the Gemara said as follows: when it comes to kahanim, there's no problem. Comes to kahanim, whatever you tell them, they'll do. There's no problem. So, the problem is the Balabos. The problem is the Balabos. I mean, so that's why by Mafrish, Chalosay Kemach, we had to say, give it back to the Balabos, tell him nothing happened, because if you're going to start splitting the hair, there's going to be a kilka with the Balabos. That's the second Lashon of the Gemara. Frek the Gemara, who told you Balabatama is so bad? We see by Trume, it's... It works. You give directions, you tell what to do, and Shalom al Yisrael. So at least the Gemara says, yeah, train money, understand. About the boss will understand. Train money, cut money won't understand. That's the Gemara. So according to Rashi, I understand the Gemara. That means by Truma, we also have a problem with the Balabos. The Balabos is a problem also by Truma. And there we rely that to give him directions to the Balabos will follow directions. But according to Taisvis, the Balabos has no problems at all by Trume. The Taisvis says his aiming Nokov is Niskan. So I don't understand what the Kasha of the Gemara is. The Gemara is the Kasha. About Trume you weren't afraid. Now the second Lashon says about the Kain we're never afraid. We're afraid about the Balabos. So what's the Kasha by Trume we're not afraid? By Truman is nothing to be afraid of, because the Balabos's peiris became misukin. So I don't understand pshat according to Taisvis. Now, let us just see the top Taisvis. Taisvis learned a whole different pshat in the sugya, not like Rashi. Rashi seemed to learn the Itma, and the Gemara compared. If a person is saying bazoo, 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 that's equivalent to Mekadesh HaChoysoi. Is he giving L'shem Atod? Is he giving L'shem Pekodim? Taisvah says, we're not comparing these two things. Let's see what Taisvah says. Shma mino mois ba'almo choyzre. We're speaking about, in this case of bezu, 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 we're speaking about peirish. Im omalo hiskachi beprutazu. Ubezu, ubezu. This case we're speaking about. Uba'ayt shalai nigmaru hakedushin. He's being makabisha with three putas. And he says, miskashi bezu bezu bezu, here's one, and here's two, and then all of a sudden, he says, I changed my mind. I don't want to marry you. Finished. Fine. So she's not married, that's for sure, because it was bezu bezu bezu. Now, what happens with these two putas? Who keeps these two putas? Can he say, since I changed my mind, you have to give it back to me? Or since I have given it to you, so that's yours. It's Kedushin is not Kedushin, but it was given to you, so it's yours. That is the Shaila of Mois Baal Mechayzim. Chosa by Milakacha. So Rav Ami holds Lemrin in the Levi Amoisha Mosolo Kaidam Chazore Matone. Rav Ami does not hold that the money that was given to her before he was Chayzer remains hers. Ela Pekot Noetzlo. V'chayzrin loy. So Rav Ami holds, in such a case, that means to figure out if it's a milva, it's not a milva, let's think if something else would have happened, if he would have been chayzer before he gave all three plutas. So Rav Ami holds, if he's chayzer, he takes back the first two plutas. V'chinam yamrin, and so if that is the din by chazor, he takes back the first, if he was chayzer, he takes back the first two plutas. So we see it was never given to her till there'll be Kedushin. She ate up. So then it will come out that this is a milva. So if he'll be chayzer, it goes back to him. So if he wasn't chayzer, but it never became hers yet, till the kedushin will be chal. So if she ate, it'll be a milva. Olakach, that's why Rav Ami holds tzar puta b'achayin. The amrit mois balma matone. If you will say mois balma matone, v'heichet d'loy nigmu ha-kedushin. If the kedushin did not end, Havu Mois Harishayne Matonetzel, but this was given to her, this is hers, it was meant to be given to her. V'loi boi l'hadurin, or she doesn't have to return them. If he was Chayzer, so then the din would be, Heiche de Gomar Dvorov. Then the halacha would be, Heiche de Gomar Dvorov L'shem Kedushin Ki Hocho. Like in the case of the Mishnah, if he wasn't Chayzer, Name of the Yechaylu HaKedushin. Then we'll say the Kedushin is Chal. Af al oisan tamarim she'enam boilam. Together with the tamarim that are now are not boilam. They've been eaten up already. V'chi ochla, because if you say whatever he gives her is hers, is mididochla. So she did not eat his tamarim. He had given her Tamarim l'shem kedushin, so every tamar she had received became hers. So memela, so there's no problem of milva. The bishleime ba'alme lehavi kedushin. If he was chayzer, shematon ein etzlo ki hada be'mi kedushin. If he's chayzer, so then there's no kedushin. So then he was chayzer. Aval hocha shalei chaza milikatsa. He wasn't chayzer. But al koponim, this is hers, and therefore mikacha nami afpeka maise. So if the first one was a pruta, she could be mekudish with this. Given the materials tushna suliyoda, to have a kamoinis achla moiste lekamom. That just like if a person gave money l'shem kedushins, even though b'shas tachalois lachalamed. The money is not around anymore. The Amrin the Kadeshes came to Bateris Kedushin Asiliyoda. So Taisva says, Afilu ain shava put elabekamaisis. So then the din will be, Afilu only the first one is worth a put, not the last one, the way Rav Ami said. Oy bekulon, or maybe al yedei kulon, it's worth a put. But if you hold if he's choyzer, it's a matone, so it comes out that everything was given to her l'shem kedushin. So mikudashes. Could be this is the machloikis and Amud Aleph, how to learn pshat in the Mishneh that Rabami said that it's going on the Sefer, and Rav Shmuel said it's going on the Reisha. The Rav Shmuel Sovri Mois Balma Matone. If he'd be Chayza, it'd be a Matone. Let us just see, the Itmar is the Gores Itmar Beloy Dalit. In the court of Adin Yimom, the Leishach Machloik is Lakan Kol, not the way we said according to Rashi. The Afilu Laman the Omer the Ba'achoisoi Mois Choizrim. Hainu Mishum. Taisa says there are two different cases. The Adam Yedeya, the Kedushin is in Tevis, Ba'achoisoi. The Gom of Anosum, Lashem Pekod. Avol Heiche, the Ein Yedeya, Im Yechailu, Im Loi. But if he's giving three prutas, let us say, and he doesn't know if he'll be chayza, if he won't be chayza, so who's, what comparison is that to Mekadosh HaChayzai? Shema Noson L'Shem Matone. Maybe over there, could be there will be Kedushin, could be he won't be chayza. So how could you compare one with the other? V'oidi Garsin and Deitma, Kosher Rav, Adarav, the Le'el Perashnu, Mestama, before we said that the whole reason that Rav did not want to say like Avami because he holds Mois Matone. Shelot Zami the Kravani, the Mukila say, which is the Mois Matone. Vachi come the Chayzim, Kachnira the Sin in Itmer, the Milsa Bape Navshehi. And just let's see one more Tais with Yishonim. Now the Kosova Balabayas, Niskina, Isosai. So this was the second Loshin. The second Loshin was that the kilkul will come out by the balabos. So Taisa says, Mikori ukmi mishum chuba dekoyim. First, the Gemara did not want to say there'll be a kilkul by the balabos, only there'll be a kilkul by the koyim. Liukmi mishum balabais, mishum dekoyim gufi yoda imochu. As we had mentioned when we learned the Gemara, the koyim, that means, say the balabos and say the koyim, have this mistaken impression that the Kedushas Chala is dependent if the Kohen will be Michael his rights to receive Chala from Isa. But the first Lashon held that only the Kohen could make a mistake and think that it really became Chala because Mishim the Kohen Gufa Yoda Yimachal. Avul Balabayis lo yoda de mochul koin. The Balabos will never know that the mochul koin. So therefore, the Balabos, there's no chash that there'll be a kilka by the Balabos, since the Balabos realizes he's not yiral aleivo. Who knows what the koin really feels and really wants. So therefore, by the Balabos will always be misakin this kemach when he makes it into a nisa.